Thank you for tuning into the Lunch Table Podcast. You may hear opinions expressed on the lunch table that you don't agree with. I encourage you not to take this as hate speech, prejudices, or bigotry. Lastly, if you are someone who does not like your beliefs questioned or challenged, then this is not the show for you. For everyone else, ready your meals, pull up a seat, and open your minds, because we cordially invite you to join us at the Lunch Table.
Some trans women that look passing, because that's a thing, that's a term they use, passing. But there are also... You like look you like a woman. Like, you wouldn't even know. Okay. You wouldn't even know. You wouldn't even think. There you wouldn't really even question it.
I've seen that.
It's giving bad bitch.
I've seen that before.
It's giving bad bitch.
Have you experienced it?
No, thank. I mean, no, I haven't.
Did you?
By the grace of God.
Have you?
I just don't want to be. I just don't want to accidentally like. I'm just saying. I've seen pictures of like.
So you accidentally? It was a mistake. It happens, right?
No, I'm talking about no.
Why couldn't you change with me, baby? 'Cause I couldn't stay the same. 'Cause I got big plans and the old me would never last. And I told you that, but you tell me that you loved me. But they also feel like they don't have to disclose that they're trans because they're now a woman. I'm a woman now. I don't have to tell you that I used to
that's
be a boy.
Rape.
That's not fair. Rape. Luckily, but
sexual assault.
On the dating on the dating apps, everybody I've seen people are pretty upfront. They're pretty upfront about it. I think it's wrong if you don't do that. If you don't at least express it.
They don't feel like that.
Well,
I see it all the time. I don't know if y'all be on TikTok like I be on TikTok, but they will literally have debates and be like, "Why should trans women have to say they're trans?" And I'm like, "Because you're trans." Like, I think
it's fair for you to express that to a person.
I think you should give me that heads up, because I don't want to be with a man that used to be a woman.
Again, we talked about it last time.
Not everybody's okay with that.
Go ahead, Bill.
Here's what's crazy. That in itself just shows that, like, there's a about Decepticon type of thing, right? Because
very deceptive.
You heard that?
Yeah. Because
Transformer.
Let's go, Bales.
Decepticon
motherfuckers.
Transformers
bars. Those are bars.
No, for real.
She caught a Decepticon. What the
Yeah, Decepticons.
Fuck?
They're Decepticons. And I'll tell
That's
you why.
That's a good one, Bales.
That's so fucking
That's
before
solid.
All of this, right?
Steal that.
God. Getting canceled. Canceled.
No, but just listen.
Yo.
Before
no,
all of this
joke.
Drama, no, for real.
I'm
before
sorry,
all of this, right?
Go ahead, love.
Every single social media platform, when you sign up, they would say, are you female or are you male? No one had a problem with it. You would say, if you're male, I'm male. If you're a female, I'm female. Even if you are gay, you still say, I'm a man. Even if you are a lesbian, you still say, I'm a woman. But now, all of a sudden, because the Decepticons have arrived.
Oh, Jesus. That's
now.
Cool. Yo.
Funny. The Decepticons have arrived.
No,
it's the name of the show.
Hey.
Because now,
guys,
because
that's a fucking Transformer. Yo,
that's so good.
I've seen that in their bios, though.
Yo. So now all of a sudden, you got to be like, oh no, why are you asking me?
Are you serious?
We've been asking all this time forever. We've been asking forever. Why
but,
now all
but,
of a sudden?
But other people can't make
I hear,
that joke.
Bells,
right?
I hear you, love.
Like, you know?
Bro.
No.
What?
That's why JC said they.
What did I say?
Eat it too.
Mm. Yeah,
but we can't have our cake.
No, but she was saying they use that term Transformer.
Yeah, Transformer. Like, yeah,
but I was like,
I didn't know that was a thing,
bro. But I was like, but other people, but God, we can't fucking say that about them, right? Like,
no, that's like calling.
No, watch this. Transformers just did it,
bro. But I'm just okay. You're wilding, but I'm just saying. Like,
do they call themselves Transformers?
They call themselves, but I'm just saying.
Because when you think about it, it's trans.
What's a trans nigga?
Transformer. Like, it makes sense to me why
Fuck,
they would.
It's funny, but it's
make
wild.
That correlation.
That's so wild.
And you're transforming into
another thing.
You
Decepticon.
Know, so.
Is it like an ironic joke for them? Is that what it's supposed to be?
It's like black people having the word nigga. Like, we can use
no,
it how
you
we
can.
Wanna.
No.
Oh, yes, I can.
Transformers came from a motherfucking
Indeed.
Cartoon in the 80s.
Okay, but
you can't take Transformers as niggas. Niggas was called, white people called us niggas.
I'm just trying to make a brief correlation.
No. So I had to educate the people. Stop it. No. I won't let you take that.
They took
I gotta
it,
agree
JC.
With it. I gotta agree with this
they
nigga.
They took
that's,
it.
That's,
I'm no. No, nigga. No. Transformers
I've
and niggas.
Seen it.
No.
I've seen it. I'm just telling you I've seen it.
Jesus Christ. Hey, you know what? Moving in the fuck
all
on.
Right, come on.
We can talk about this bitch
come
all day.
This is the best episode I've ever. What the fuck?
Jesus. All right, here we go.
What the fuck?
Another video response. I'm gonna call this one
Bro, clip.
Listen, if there's an issue, we'll just call security. And you get kicked out again.
Oh, again?
I'm joking.
Really?
Here we go.
Funny.
Here we go.
Biologically, sex is designed for one main purpose, procreation. Anything else, that's extra. The female reproductive cycle comes around once a month. For a man, it's every day. For each sexual act, the woman's one egg is matched by the man's 120 million sperm cells. Now let's do some calculation. 120 million sperm cells a day, every day, as opposed to one egg a month, every month, means, assuming all the cells are viable, that it will take only 30 men to impregnate all the women in the world. This points to one clear fact. A man is, by nature, polygamous.
Because of all the sperm that we have? Is that what it's saying?
Your thoughts.
Oh, no, I don't want to go first.
No, but I'm saying it's because of all the sperm that we produce. Is that ultimately like versus, is that the main?
What is, I'm sorry.
Can you give me.
What is your question? What is your question?
What is the main, I missed what the main reason is for them justifying men being polygamous. What was the reasoning again?
That's why I'm also.
Should we play it again?
I got it.
I can't play it again.
I mean, let's just do it for.
I would love a short summary. We really just don't.
Biologically,
have to do, okay?
Sex is designed for one main purpose: procreation. Anything else, that's extra. The female reproductive cycle comes around once a month. For a man, it's every day. For each sexual act, the woman's one egg is matched by the man's 120 million sperm cells. Now let's do some calculation. 120 million sperm cells a day, every day, as opposed to one egg a month, every month, means, assuming all the cells are viable, that it will take only 30 men to impregnate all the women in the world. This points to one clear fact. A man is, by nature, polygamous.
Damn. I don't know how to respond to that one.
Well, God damn it, I'm going to need you to, because you got a microphone in your motherfucking face, J-Mac. Right. Jesus Christ.
Well, can I rap? No.
Oh, sure. Of course. Of course we're going to have a goddamn rap break. But express yourself, J-Mac. And again.
Can the ladies go?
Your future daughter
first,
is watching.
Man. Look. Let me say it like this.
Bummer.
Okay. So I feel like, I get what she was saying. That's crazy. 30 men to impregnate the entire population.
How is it crazy?
Because that's such a, like, 120 million sperm.
Sperm, yeah.
Versus one egg. Yeah. Oh, bitch, you getting pregnant. But. So let's say there's 30 men out here actively like
fucking.
Yeah.
And they are. And more than that.
Yes, exactly. And that's why there's so many fucking kids being born and
get back on track. Get back on track.
The point is, I don't understand how she put, because there's a capability of being able to impregnate so many women with polygamy.
Yeah. Right.
So you're telling me that this man should just be able to spread his seed just because he can? Why doesn't that man have any self-control?
How do you think the world started by... No, honestly. How do you think population started by one man fucking woman and that... Like, we have to, as humans, we have to, like, really... Not fucking break it down. Let's look at it. How was this population created? By one man, just fucking one woman, and that only being... And that only being the case? Like... How did 8 billion people come about? One man, fucking one woman, and that's it?
Apparently not.
Apparently, hell no. Apparently. Your thoughts, Bells. And that was your African kinfolk.
It was.
That was your folk.
It was.
You don't have to take that.
This woman just like...
Did she piss you off?
No, I just BS. I call BS on what she just said.
Okay.
I don't have the facts.
But here's my thing.
I can wait
to play
this. But
here's my thing, right?
That video.
I feel like that is just an excuse to allow polygamy, right?
Why would the woman
because
make an excuse,
though? We don't know. We will have
that's
to
a great
her,
question, J-Mac.
I mean? But for me, and that's this is me, my opinion personally, ne? I'm Christian, and I feel like, oh my gosh.
We were raised Christian.
You were definitely
not alone.
No, there's something I'm going to say. You can get your shit together, all right?
You called that okay. Well. Ordinarily, yeah,
so,
you called that well.
I was
going to say something.
I know,
God
bro,
created
know.
Us, right? God created men and women, right? Yeah. And part of the commandments, right? Obviously, no sex before marriage. You know, that whole... Don't... Hold it in. Hold it in, Jay-Z.
I'm listening. I really
okay.
am. I really am.
So, and obviously we live in a world where it's not really what's happening. But, but that is, and I feel like there is a reason why he wanted it to be that way, because there will always be a reason why you cannot have enough. There will always be a reason why I can have more and more and more, right? If I find someone that I genuinely love and I want to spend the rest of my life with, I will be content with you. You will be enough for me. You alone will be enough for me. And if I ever feel the need to have five other people, there must be something that is not enough for you within me. Do you get what I'm saying? So you, but however, you can't use sperm, something that does not speak, spam in your balls to say polygamy makes sense. It makes polygamy right.
What other species or mate for life? There are some, but like what other species mate for life? And do more species, are there more species, animals, mm-hmm. primates, are there more that mate for life or more that don't mate for life? They are in heat and they procreate for, they don't know what they're doing. They're doing it because their bodies and their minds are telling them to, because they are just spreading their seed and creating more of their kind. So are there more primates, would you say, that mate for life or more primates that mate to procreate?
Are you speaking about the human race or are you speaking about everything?
I'm talking about animals. We're animals. Here's we're civilized. I'm talking about all animals.
Okay, but my thing is this. We are.
Why aren't you answering my question?
I'm going to answer your question. I don't know the actual stats of that. However, even if I did, I wouldn't. Like, for me, first of all, we are better than animals. That's why God put us above animals. So you can't then, like, try to have, what's the word I'm looking for? Compare the two. We are.
Why not?
What do you mean? We kill animals and eat them. We eat them. We use them to nourish ourselves. And
animals do the same thing to nourish ourselves. We kill things to eat. That happens.
No, I will not compare myself to an animal.
Okay.
That's like it for me. I just feel like.
But you are an animal though. You know that, right? You are civilized, but you're an animal. You are. We're all primates. We're animals.
It's your truth.
No, that's a fact, love.
Yours.
So that's your truth.
Yours. Do you think God looks at animals and humans as the same thing?
I don't you know what? I don't know. I can't.
This is how God looks at us. If God wanted us to be one and the same, he would have made us one and the same. If he wanted us to be like that, we would be like that. There is a difference why we are not, because everybody has a role to play in their lives. And he made us in a specific way to fulfill that purpose, whatever it may be. And that's why I'm not the same. You're not the same. She's not the same. He's not the same. That's why we're able to come here together. No, I switched y'all apart. But that's why we're all.
Cassie's
we're
a
able
nigga.
To, no, come
on. Bales.
That's why we're all able to.
Bales is
to
getting canceled for calling her a nigga.
That's fine.
We're all able to come together and create such an amazing, you know, podcast for everyone to fucking enjoy, because we're all different. We all have, you know what I mean?
I hear you.
So if we were all the same, what purpose would that have?
It wouldn't. We're not all the same.
And we are not animals. I am not an animal. I am not an animal.
Hey, I'm sorry.
Doi,
I don't like that.
I know. Hell to the nizze. It's not a Zubada Pop vibe.
Like I'm going to edit. I'm going to put like primate. I'm going to put the because I'm an asshole.
I'm going to put a
fucking definition. I'm not that. My truth.
But here's
my fact.
Here's another thing. A definition is something that can be, like, for instance, a dictionary was created by men. I can decide tomorrow that I feel like this. Like,
would you say that there are facts?
So you can
in life?
You can put anything you want to in a dictionary.
I agree. I totally agree.
Mean
I totally
it
agree.
Is what it is. You
but
know?
Would you say that there are facts in the world? Like there are things that are. That it
yes.
is what it is.
Yeah.
Okay.
But not all.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's move on.
I feel like he's going to use that against me.
Yeah, you're going to see that clip.
Oh, we're going to talk.
Oh,
you're going
to see that clip.
We're going to talk all about it. You got to know what you're talking about.
You're ready.
You fought for it, though. I'm married.
Like yeah, that. Yeah. She's not an animal. But she is. Oh, my God. Let's go here. Let's get ratchet. Let's get ratchet.
Let's get ratchet. Right.
Yeah. The first two were, like, really thought-provoking. Now let's talk about these dirty... All right, I won't.
Hey, there he goes again.
Yeah, I just don't understand the inside joke.
I call this clip. That's J-Mac and them. No, I'm on three. Damn, fucking up. That's fucking J-Mac and them. That's Wiz. That's the kid. I call this clip Need to Be Making. Need to Be Making.
Ideally, my husband needs.
Yo, please. Yo, it's 9.
Is that your bedtime?
No, prayer time.
Oh, aww. Prayer. That's more important than bedtime.
Such a civilized human being.
Is that weird for you?
I'm over here like this. This bitch wanted to pray.
Demons from hell.
Right?
I don't know what the fuck.
What the hell is wrong?
I'm over here.
Prayer time. I'm gonna pray for you, JC.
Turn that shit off.
What dimension is this?
Like, it's terrible.
This planet.
No. We need. I pray every day. I'm joking. Listen. All right.
You always gotta call a dirty bitch.
No, I ain't gonna call that. Because no. Just
Who's on the tip?
The guest from. I can't wait until your guest comes, Wes. Here we go. This is called Need to Be Making. This is
coming tonight.
No. Just, somebody.
Listen, it's gonna be.
It's gonna be.
Come on,
on a different podcast episode. That's fun.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, we got things popping. Here we go.
Ideally, my husband needs to be making like. Ideally, my husband needs to be making like.
To be making like.
Okay, my suspicion. She's gonna say, 175.
250.
Like,
God damn.
I was thinking 500,000.
God damn.
Now he got up.
How
and
much
left.
Is she making?
Like a year? A year, huh?
That guy was so. And then while
I'm sorry.
Like,
oh, I knew it was going to be at least 500,000.
That nigga said, he said.
Is that per annum?
175. Oh, dude,
said. Like, per month? Is that per annum?
Hey,
no, 250.
Yeah, he said 250.
No, here we go. Here we go. No, I got.
Ideally, my husband needs to be making like.
To be making like.
Okay. My suspicion, she's going to say 175.
250. Like 650,000.
Yo.
I was being.
It's him coming back in the.
Yo, women, motherfucking women, and J Mac. You know what? You're shaking your head. SMH.
Let J Mac go.
Yeah,
first.
Jay. What's up, bro?
That's extreme. I don't know how reasonable that is. I don't know. What is she? And then, like you said, what is she?
Making?
What else
does she bring in?
Like
yeah.
The guy. I get the whole. I guess you could argue that the guy's supposed to be the one to take care of everything, but that's not the day and age we live in. Like it's a lot more.
What are your thoughts with her saying? Excuse me. I'm sorry, guys. But he needs to be making. What do you like? What are? That's my specific question to you.
Yeah.
About that. Your thoughts. Her saying. He needs to be making. Your thoughts?
Whether it's wrong or right, personally, I feel like it's kind of placing the value on the money and what I can make as opposed to the love and connection we have.
Oh, my God. Sorry. Don't I give a fuck about no love and connection, no goddamn more. Nigga, run them funds, nigga.
This planet is doomed.
Run them racks, nigga.
This planet is doomed.
Or I'll die alone. I'd rather die alone than
you guys see
broke,
it, right?
Nigga.
It's over.
Oh yeah.
This is.
Let it be.
This is.
Let it be. Let it be.
Okay.
Sorry. That really.
Talk about
sorry.
That.
No, I wanted Jay Mac to finish, but that shit just came out of my spirit. Like, bro, I don't want to hear that.
Don't blame it on the spirit.
The
now
fact that it came out. No, the fact that it came out of her spirit is even worse, yo. This.
That's your spirit.
Is it though?
Your spirit.
But at the same
has
time,
that in
guys,
it?
I don't have. I don't have a man making that many fucking figures. I don't. But I mean, why she can't want that?
Nothing wrong.
Why does she gotta?
The question wasn't. Anyway, you.
No, go.
J Mac is triggered.
No, this is our thing.
Come on, no, listen, no. I want to hear what J Mac got to say because I definitely disrespectfully interrupted him, and I'm sorry, but
no,
bro,
no, it was
love.
Specifically, he was saying needs. It's your relationship and your connection shouldn't be based on. This is just like talking to a wall. Huh? I'm not.
No, I hear you, but okay. I didn't hear them say anything about love or nothing. She didn't say shit about love. She said, my man.
Well, no, JC was saying, he was like, what do you think about the fact that she said that he needs to?
it maybe shouldn't be articulated as the he needs to, more so as a desire.
A want, okay.
Yeah, or a want.
I would
because,
like for.
Yeah, because it that, I feel like, opens up the conversation to be that there are other things that you desire out of a man besides just how much he can make.
Okay.
It kind of goes That's back fine. To that question I had last week, or the last time we potted. I said, what if the man is completely over your pussy?
Right. Yeah.
Like, he loves pussy, heterosexual male, not trying to fuck, you know what I'm saying, anything other than a woman, but I am, or he is, an evolved male, and vagina just doesn't, it's not his priority
what
when
the
he's,
fuck do he
when,
want
then? No, when he's looking for a partner.
Oh, he's looking for
So
a
my
substance.
Question is,
now you see, now
so,
you
so
added
my
meat to your question.
My question, no, I said this last week. And,
no, you did not.
And crickets, motherfucker.
No, you
so,
did not put
okay,
it like
okay,
that.
Okay, then, hopefully it's not crickets this week then, Bells.
He did say.
Hopefully it's not crickets this week.
He did say.
So.
He didn't put it like that.
Yes, no,
I
fucking
you,
did.
I want it. Come on, give it to us. What is it?
Like, no joke, no
because I don't remember.
Okay, no way. Listen. We can run the tape back, but I'm going to run my words back.
I'm
going to run my words back.
Okay.
So, if. Once this evolved male that you are with, once pussy is not his priority, as in, as you know, dudes, we want to fuck. I want to fuck all the time, real talk. But my self-control makes me not. But I'm a heterosexual male and I want to fuck. But now I'm with you, though, and your pussy just, like, I'm over just fucking you. I need something more from you. So, that goddamn 550 to whatever the fuck this bitch talking about, what is that pussy coming with? That is now bring now it goes to Cassio and Bales. I'm sorry.
Okay, so
what does that pussy come with?
What the fuck do you niggas want?
There, please.
What do
is
y'all
that
want?
Then why the fuck do you deserve $550,000?
I didn't say
that.
I said why she can't want that. And if you're not the nigga that got that, then that's not really the issue.
You know what?
Again, they're not answering my question.
Let me
okay.
You.
None of them answer my
question.
Week
answer
two.
You.
This is nobody answer my question.
This is a what do you bring to the table type of question. And that question is so fucking stupid. Because what do you bring to the table?
Okay.
Because you ain't bringing $650,000, nigga. You ain't bringing that. So what kind of pussy do I got to come up off of? What you want me to have this immaculate personality and have all this fucking connections in? What the fuck do you want from a bitch? That wants $650,000 from a nigga. What do you want?
So,
what do you want? Right. What is it?
All right. First of all, it's really simple.
And this
okay?
is why I'm gonna die alone.
Yeah,
No. It's really simple. Here's what men want. The problem, and I ain't even talking to them. I'm talking. No, here's what men want. No, here's the problem with some women.
I want
some
I ask
women.
The best?
Sure, go ahead.
Yeah. Okay. So see, now that you're putting it the way that you put it right now,
I did last week. Go ahead.
No, you.
Come on, Bells, because
second, he's
I
second
wanna hear it.
And J Mac does not second anybody.
I don't give a damn. 50 people can second you. If I know what I heard, I know what I heard.
Okay, copy that.
And now that you've articulated it in a different way now, it makes more sense to me because okay, it doesn't matter what you said last week. But anyway.
She was drunk off them screwdrivers last time. Let's go.
Screwdrivers. Oh my gosh. Anyway.
What?
You see, when you say that and you're saying pussy is not his priority. Not because he's trying to obviously maybe build something with you. That fucking makes sense to me. And I also wouldn't want a person that is just with me for fucking sex. We need to build. We need to come together as because I am complete on my own. You are complete on your own. However, it doesn't mean you don't have weaknesses. Doesn't mean I don't have weaknesses.
I'm sorry. Are you going to answer my question, Bells?
Oh, did you? What did I? Do I have a timer? Put a timer on so I know.
What? No. What do you bring in? You're talking fluff.
But
this
let
is
this
a
be.
What do you bring to the but table
I,
question?
Am I gonna let? Can I?
Okay.
Continue?
I'm sorry.
Oh, is it
you're
all right?
Getting to that? No. You're getting to that. I got
okay,
you.
Yes.
Here we go.
So, my thing, and obviously we're not the same as people, but if I meet you, we need to have a fucking conversation about it. You need to tell me what it is that you like, what it is that you don't like, where do you see yourself, how do you want to grow, what do you, you know, all of those things, and. You'll tell me, I will tell you, and together we can figure out like how we navigate towards that with each other, because I am going to need specific strengths that you have that I might not know, and you're going to need strengths that you have that I might, well, the other way around, but you know, you get what I'm saying. So it's a conversation that needs to be had, because I can sit here and give you a fucking list, but my man might not be like, might not want all of those things that are on the list. And I need to understand how it is that I need to be compatible to what you already are and how you are going to be compatible to what I already am. And together we then build something amazing.
That sounds fantastic. Listen, men want, real simple, Everyone talked around all this shit. And the problem is, you know, and I appreciate that. I listened. I really did listen. And I was waiting to hear the answer, but I never heard it for 2 weeks.
You didn't hear what you wanted to hear.
No.
Yeah, that's my thing.
No, it's not. I talk to men. I listen to men. I research
okay,
shit.
Tell us.
I gave a good answer.
Men want, after all that shit they talked about, here's what men want. And the problem is, I'm about to say what men want. The problem is, they don't ask themselves what men want. They do not. They don't care about what men want. They do not. If they did, they would have something for us. But they did not ask themselves that. What do men want? All they say, he want pussy. No, nigga. Men want, it's really simple. Loyalty.
Respect.
And respect. And do that all the time.
But do.
Let me, don't interrupt just yet. What men want, it's really simple because we simple ass creatures. We don't want this car. We don't want this woo doo woo. We don't want things. We want you, bitch, to be loyal and respectful and supportive of our goals and what we're doing. And what we will bring you protection. We will bring you financial stability. We will bring you support. We will bring you everything you need in your motherfucking life if you would just give us support, loyalty, and respect. Genuinely.
Can I expand on that? Go ahead.
J-Mac, turn. That's fine. J-Mac, turn.
So, yeah, relatively simple. But, like, to add to some complexity to it, it's kind of what I said last time. This may be outrageous, but...
No, it won't.
Well, I know, but
No. like, dudes exists, can they dicks off is outrageous. Go ahead.
It exists in the world, me personally, where besides loyalty, respect, and support of my goals, that you're a person that has character, that you're a person that has ambition, that you care about being a good person, doing good things. I care about if you're a good person and putting out positive energy in the world, because that's what I try to do with that's what I try to do with my life. So those things on top of that would be what I would want from a woman, and then I would reflect those things because hopefully she would want the same thing for me.
So you two niggas in this room are just some rare ass type of men that just exude this, oh, this is what I want, and I've never put out no bullshit on no bitch. Like, that's what I'm getting. Like,
but I mean, it exists in the world.
It
I know,
do, but yeah. Do it exist in you?
Yeah, it's the truth.
Okay, cool. You can own that.
You
that's fine.
Really quiet.
I don't know you. I don't know
right,
you.
Yeah.
I've never experienced
yeah, it's only speaking
on
off,
that,
yeah.
You know, I'll take that from yeah. you. But I just like, you better fucking walk that fucking truth. If you yeah. want that from a bitch, that's what you need to be able to give back to her. Don't expect some shit from me that you can't give back to me. Because I'm going to give
I
you
agree.
Bullshit.
Yeah, I agree.
Nigga,
yeah.
you supposed to be the leader, right?
We talk about and reciprocation.
This is why it's triggering, because I've been in a relationship with a man that was supposed to be the leader, and he was on bullshit the whole time. So guess what I was on? Bullshit times 10. So don't come to me with that shit. Like, oh, I need respect and support. Do I get respect? Do I get support?
Oh, yeah.
Because I get lies, bullshit, cheated on. Mm-hmm. So guess what I'm going to do? Fuck your dad.
That's wild. But I was going to say, I meet a lot of women that I feel like interact with a lot of. The dating scene I learned since I've been out.
Full of piss.
It's terrible.
Dating pool's full of piss.
And it's because people don't, once again, care about having character, no. doing good things, or caring about your emotions or who you are yeah. as a person. Yeah. So if that person isn't giving that to you, you don't have any reason to give that back. But if that's something I'm exuding to you, that's something that I would hope that you would give back for the benefit of our relationship.
And I understand that. And I would like that too, but I've never had that.
Right.
And
yeah.
that's why I would yeah. just rather be single and not even mingle with these niggas. Because yeah. I promise you, if you waste my time.
I've heard a lot of bad experiences.
She will fuck your father. She said
fuck your father.
She will fuck your father.
Your brother, somebody close to you is getting fucked. Now somebody
and they're asking why I use dirty bitch.
I'm not justifying. Because
we
I'm
some dirty bitches.
They ask why I use the word dirty bitch. She just openly says she gonna fuck your father.
I will fuck your dad. Because I bet your dad wanna fuck me.
Oh my
god. I don't justify that, but I've heard a lot of bad shit.
Your girl.
I've heard women, there's been a lot of fucked up shit done to women that I've heard that would make
Louise.
Like make yeah. motherfuckers wanna, you know
I've
what I'm
never
saying?
Fucked a dad.
She has somebody around you.
It's on my bucket list though. Don't fuck with me, nigga. I am trouble.
I feel like
I'm a woman
scorned.
I feel
like I'm out of place in this show.
Oh, do you? Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, you
no, you fit in.
Yeah.
We need the balance. We need the balance.
It can't be balanced. It's just one.
That was very triggering. Like, nah,
oh,
man.
Wow.
Y'all not
finna. Past nine.
Y'all not finna put that shit on me. Oh, I just want respect and love and loyalty. Okay, well, what the fuck are you giving up, nigga? Don't come at me with that shit.
Respect.
And when I
respect,
also.
Respect. Love. Also. So, oh, yeah, go ahead, Bills.
And Shania, I want to say two things. First of all, I said, you have a conversation. If I'm having a conversation with you, you're going to tell me what you want. And if love and respect is what you want, you will say that. And I will know that. So don't say I didn't give you the answer just because I didn't say it the way that you wanted it. Secondly, okay. And secondly, you see that other part that you mentioned, Nim?
What was that?
Of, okay, men want this and we will give you this and that. And first of all,
it was that aggressive.
Yeah, no, it really was. Know, like, you were very dramatic about
it. I can't wait to watch
but
it.
But here's my thing. There are men that have women that respect them and have women that are loyal, mm-hmm. and they still go out and do bullshit.
Yep.
Yeah, that is exists. A fact.
They get very comfortable. So,
because she ain't fucking how he want her to
fuck.
You
see, but don't come here.
Don't interrupt me right now.
We were here. I thought me and you were putting some good. And then you went left.
Let him, nigga. Hey.
You went left.
I didn't go left.
We was in the car.
I'm just trying to tell you.
We was in the car. And then niggas went. And I'm like, bro.
I'm just trying to tell you.
Bro. Oh my God.
Acknowledge.
Do you believe? No, honestly.
Acknowledge facts.
I will acknowledge. Do you think you have everything that a man wants? You meet a man. No, wait. Kes and Bells. Everything that man will ever motherfucking want, you will possess and you will have for him?
No. Do you see my face? No.
Exactly.
No. I don't even want the man at this point in life. I just want me.
Bells.
I want me.
Hey, listen. I mean,
we don't need my men answer is no yes. more. I hardly
my
want
answer
dick.
Is yes. And it, my
that's delusional,
being,
love.
Let me, am I going to speak?
Go ahead, yes.
Is it okay?
Yeah. But
sure?
I still think it's delusional.
Do I have a timer?
You got like 60 seconds. Go ahead.
My thing is like,
no one in this
entire world is perfect.
No.
You are not perfect. If I am going to put a checklist that I want this and this and this and this and this and this, I'm not going to find that.
No, you won't.
But I know how you make me feel, and I know what I want. If I want to spend the rest of my life with you, that's what I want. I am content with who you are and what you bring and what you bless me with and how you make me feel. And that in itself is you wanting everything that person is. I want all of the nonsense that you come with. I want all of the flaws that you come with. I want all of the shitty days. I want all the amazing days. I want all the amazing memories that we're going to make. I want the love. I want the kindness. I want the gentleness. All of that. Everything comes in all of that.
You want the limp dick?
BS.
You want the limp dick nights?
Dude, if you're 70 and your dick is limp now and we can't do anything, but that also, is okay. That is like...
Not 70.
But also,
no.
Some of the flaws can be relationship breaking. Like, some of the flaws...
Talk about those! You went through something!
Just want people to be happy. Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Are you in a relationship, JC?
No.
Do you want to be in a relationship?
Oh, no. I mean, I am in a relationship. Yeah, I am.
From a very confident no to a yes. Which one is it? Okay, let me ask you again. Let me give
No. It's a yes.
You're in a relationship.
Listen, I'm not in a relationship with specifically a person. I am in a relationship with my career.
Are you dating a person?
And
are you in a romantic relationship with a human?
No, with my career though. And
do you ever want to be in a relationship with a human?
If I can find that person, but
do you believe in marriage?
Not the way that it's been constructed. In America,
would you ever want to get married?
Not the way it's been constructed in America.
No, I'm not asking America. About America. I'm asking you about you. Because
do I ever
want
to get married
yes.
to one person and be with that person forever, ever, yeah. ever, ever? Fuck no, that's stupid.
So you want? Oh, that's why you started with the polygamous.
I think it's. I know it's been
revelations.
I think it's idiotic.
So you want to be a polygamist?
Maybe. Yeah. I don't think that.
Do you have multiple partners right now?
No. Do I want to be with? Do I believe there's one woman out there for me that will have all my babies, that will give me everything I need? Fuck no. I know that's not out there.
For you, that is your you.
Exactly.
Yeah,
I'm only speaking for me. I know.
I'm so
without
sorry
a shadow
you feel
of
like
a doubt
that.
That there's not one woman that can give me everything that I need in my life. Not one. They can give me
I'm
some things though.
I'm gonna pray for you so that God really can. So I'm about to pop you, and then you can come back on the show and be like, okay, I retract my statement, comrade.
But also,
I just live some life, and I'm not going on some fuck bitches, whoop, whoop, whoop. I'm quite practical with my frame of thinking. I'm quite practical. There is not one woman on this planet.
I can't wait until you meet her. Oh my God, I'm so excited
now. That can give me everything. No,
guys, I'm
everything.
So excited. I can't wait until they meet. Can I please say, hypothetically speaking, when you meet her And then you guys get me. I can't please say a speech. Because, like, you know, I can talk about this moment. Like, oh, my God, he thought he was going to.
Listen.
And
now his. This is not Friends. This is not a sitcom. The priority in my life will always be my God, my family, and my career. The bitch is going to be the third or fourth or the fifth most important thing in my life. And it will always be that way. But guess what? That third, fourth place is a fantastic place. You're taken care of. You can the dog shit fucked out of you. You goddamn, you are financially stable. Everything's fine. But you are not the most important thing in my life. A man, like, it can't be. We can't fall head over heels like women. Because if that happens and shit crumbles, a whole shit will fall because we are the foundation. Just with me. Never. Too smart for that.
What was J-Mac trying to say?
W-O-W.
Because I want to hear it. I do. I like all angles of this conversation because we all feel differently about
that is so
I'm not a hopeless romantic.
Oh, yeah. My career is way more. My career and my parents and my family, it's like it's them and everyone's is like a distant 30th.
Why couldn't you change with me, baby?